Okay, here we go, and it's 2026, and we're going to spend this hour with Father Paul Kramer, who is in Ireland, and we're interested to hear what you have to say, Father Kramer. So welcome back. And does this dawn of a new year mean anything really? I mean, let's be honest. Or is it just another snapshot of a control operation to take down the Vatican and the Catholic religion that we're just watching happen? There's nothing we can really do to stop it, unfortunately. Not quickly. Are we just getting another inside pick of it right now? Or is there anything scheduled that you're expecting to change any of this? Welcome back, first of all. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's good to be back again. And to answer your question, I recall a quotation of the great Catholic writer Hilaire Belloc, who used to ask people, what do you think it will be, a gradual decline or a sudden collapse?
Mm-hmm.
Now, mm-hmm. We've been undergoing gradual decline for a long time.
You bet.
But 2026 is the year where we're going to see the major cracks of indicating the sudden collapse, that we're on the verge of that sudden collapse, and we're all going to see it very clearly in this year of 2026.
Okay. Why do you say that? What are the indicators that prompt that comment?
After the Second World War, the United States became the most powerful nation on the earth.
Yeah, it was.
And there took place, among all the minor wars that have taken place since the Second World War, and there have been many of them, mm-hmm. but the world, by and large, has not seen another world war since 1945. So they call that the Pax Americana.
Right.
That is going to end this year, I believe.
We're in other words, what you're saying is we're heading back toward a major stage, a big event, not just a little installment. There have been so many of those. We're looking at big war on a big canvas. Is that what you're thinking?
We're going to have up until now, we have experienced some multiple foretaste of the threatened divine punishment that has been communicated to the human race through
right.
those who have the voice of prophecy. And it's in the sacred and in the sacred scripture. We see it. It is all underscored in the sacred scripture. So when we hear people who have been reliably inspired by God to speak with prophetic knowledge, prophetic foreknowledge,
right,
and warn humanity of the catastrophic events that are going to be meted out as a punishment upon the human race. We see this is all ratified by the words of sacred scripture. And that, I see, is going to happen this year. Now, it is written in the book of Psalms, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. If you build your civilization, your society, your nation on a godless foundation, then you are confronted by the words of Jesus Christ, who said, "He who does not gather with me scatters." The stone which the builders rejected that has become the cornerstone. And upon whomsoever this stone will fall, that one will be crushed. These are the words of sacred scripture. So those who reject Jesus Christ will be crushed. Those are the words of Jesus Christ himself.
Okay.
He said to his disciples, "Fear not, I have conquered the world." He will come, as he said, he will come again to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will be forever. So society, to be stable, must be founded on that cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ.
Well, we don't see a whole lot of stability out there now, do we? Before we leave the idea of prophecy, non-church individuals who prophesy the future, there have been a lot of them, prophets, seers, Nostradamus, etc. Are any of those worth paying attention to, or do you personally strictly stay with only those who are embraced or certainly under the umbrella of the church?
Well, what I would say is that those who are of the Catholic Church have demonstrated a quite a track record of being accurate, being correct. There are some who are not of the church who say the same things as those who are of the church.
Well, there may be some plagiarism going on out there. You never know. It could be.
I don't mean, but there are some who I could not consider to be plagiarism, because some of them, and some of them eventually do become enter the church, like that man Zachary. He was Jewish at the time when he first began receiving prophetic messages. He was still Jewish. He was not yet Catholic. And God would address it as a son of the prophets. But the content of the messages was so Catholic that he eventually converted to the Catholic faith and became a Catholic.
Okay.
So I think that's a perfect example of what takes place. And his prophecies speak of our own days and of the great world war that is about to break out either this year or next year, I believe. But very soon. We will not see 5 years pass without a world war breaking out. In my, this is my, I think, a well-informed opinion. I've been studying prophecy for more than 50 years. What we see taking place are the world leaders who have openly abandoned the path marked out by God in the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the sacred scriptures. There is such opposition to not only the revelation of the faith that revealed in the doctrine of the church, of the sacred scriptures, but the very foundation of Christian civilization, even the natural order of an ordered and peaceful civilization has been completely attacked by those who are in power, who have no other intention in mind than to bring about chaos, to establish a new order that is contrary to the law of God. They have set themselves in opposition to the law of God. And this is also clearly stated in sacred scripture. But the kings of the earth and the peoples utter folly because they wage war against God and against his Christ. And in the following verses, it says that God will crush them. And that is what we are looking at. These chaotic events that are going to take place is going to be world war. There is going to be pandemic. There is going to be financial collapse. And these things are all going to take place. I think we're going to see another great pandemic breaking out, probably, I think, this year, maybe even by the springtime.
When you say another, Father Kramer, when you say another great pandemic, the pandemic we experienced was utterly contrived, government planned, or international power cartel planned, and released, forced onto the people of the world to the extent that over 5.5 billion took their shots. And many of those people are now on a short thread. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think the medicine is actually the pandemic. When I speak of another great pandemic, I'm talking about something like the Black Death in the Middle Ages, that kind of pandemic.
So a real biological spontaneous pandemic. Okay, I get it. All right. Yeah.
It might not be spontaneous. It may be something that will come from a bioweapons lab. After all,
that has to be, honestly, in my view, front and center. We've seen it. Hell, they've been experimenting on us biologically since the early 1950s. We know all this. It's not new. And where they are now in terms of their technology, well, look at the mRNA COVID-19 injection. Or look at the mRNA synthetic COVID-19 virus, which also unleashes the spike protein in the human body. And people tend to think about the shot too much. You don't want to get this virus, friends. Don't do it. I've seen more masks, I'm happy to say, a few more. People realizing that, well, there's a flu running rampant now, so they're probably wearing the mask for that reason. But they need to protect themselves against all manner of anything transmissible now, because you don't know where it's coming from or how deadly it might be. We just don't know. We can't trust the authorities to be honest with us. We know that. Please continue.
The World Health Organization did say shortly before the breakout of the COVID-19 that this decade of the 20s, this decade will be the decade of pandemics. That's in the plural, pandemics. Right. So they have planned for a multiplicity of pandemics. One after another, they have planned for it. They have announced that this will take place. So it means that when the pandemic strikes, we can logically expect that human action is what is going to cause the pandemic, and not something from nature, because they have already tipped their hand and told us that they want to unleash pandemics on us, because this decade is the decade of pandemics, and they could not know that unless they planned for it.
Right.
So we can expect that. And there is going to be a financial collapse in the world as a result, because they formulated a strategy which is lockdowns. Now, if there's one thing that the COVID-19 outbreak proved, was that the lockdowns are absolutely useless. They don't stop the spread of disease. The only thing they do is cause collapse. They cause the economy to collapse. They cause the educational system to collapse.
Right.
Everything collapses. And the world goes into chaos. And that is what's going to take place. It is going to be, when the pandemic strikes, all the supply lines are going to be interrupted. They're going to be blocked. And this is their plan. Klaus Schwab said that this is what they're going to do. He said it openly. That's their plan. They have a blueprint for setting up a world government. And it is a financial economic collapse through these kind of crises. They want the present order, which is crumbling, to collapse entirely and replace it with a new world order. They've been saying this for such a long time. They've been trumpeting it out through their organs of propaganda. And in the press, we keep hearing that, well, these are just conspiracy theories. So louder and louder, they say they're going to set up this new world order. And louder, the people are being dumbed down and told, don't worry about it, that's conspiracy theory. But those who have the wealth and the power have announced that this is how they intend to take over the world.
Well, I think they're well on their way, and I can't honestly come up with anything that's going to stop them outside of what we might find to take comfort in terms of the scripture. It's almost going to have to be a one person at a time effort, which may build into something significant enough, but we can't go to the ballot box, for goodness sakes. We don't trust governments anymore with outstanding reason. We shouldn't. I don't know one government that isn't. Look at the government in the UK now, in Great Britain. The most barbaric things are going on in the so-called civilized country of England now. People being arrested on the streets for suspicion of silently praying. Well, this is insane. It's beyond insane. So show me a government that's honorable, honest, has no corruption, and I'll show you a lie. It's just not true. I think they're all, I don't care who it is. When you're in touch with that much money, that much power, how many people are going to actually say no to that for any sustained period of time? It becomes too easy. And then those who are making this money flow in the direction of, a president or a prime minister or whatever, they own them. As soon as they take a dollar, they own them, basically.
Yes, and that is the problem of the United States right now, because Trump has thrown in his lot with the Jewish-dominated high finance. And when I say Jewish, I'm talking about a Jewish mafia. I'm talking about a mafia.
Yeah. A Jewish supremacist mafia as well, yes.
And it is a counterfeit form of Judaism. It's not it's not Jewish like
It's not a pious religious movement. It's a movement of international dominance and control from A to Z. And they've talked about it and planned about it for a long, long time. And now, because of technology, because of greed, because of the stupidity of too many people out there who don't see the threat right in front of them, they're on the verge of pulling it off. That's how it looks.
And they are the ones who financed Hitler's Third Reich. That was well documented by Professor Anthony Sutton. They financed Hitler and the Nazis. And what did Hitler bring to Germany? Total ruin. Germany laid in ruins, depending on that financial establishment. That's what happened to Germany. And we see the same thing playing over again now in the United States. Trump is completely dominated by the same group. And he's going to lead the country and the world to ruin. Because of this.
He hasn't slowed down at all in his support of Ukraine. He's not sending billions now at a one fell swoop. He's sending 600, 800 million perhaps, maybe a billion. He's still funding it. Putin knows that we have spent over $400 billion on Ukraine, given to Zelensky, the Zionist Jew dictator there, to kill Russians, right? They sent 91 drones at Putin's state residence to try to kill him. I don't understand how Putin can continue to exercise the restraint he does, frankly. This is a true story. It's not a joke. And we don't know how many actually hit and exploded. We know how many were allegedly shot down. But anyway, please continue. It's just crazy.
St. Paul the Apostle said, that the Jews have become the adversaries of all men. They have rejected the cornerstone that God has built his kingdom on his cornerstone, his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And those who reject the cornerstone are going to be crushed by it. And Trump, when he was during the campaign, he came out and said, I am not Christian. I am I'm not Christian. Those are his words. I'm not Christian. And he praised his daughter's conversion to Judaism. Now, Trump had a Christian upbringing as a Presbyterian. Presbyterians believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. They believe in the Trinity of persons and one God. Trump has said he is not Christian now, which means he is self-proclaimed an apostate from Christianity.
Right. At the very least, correct. Yeah.
And every indication is that he is not openly proclaiming it, but that he has become Jewish. I mean, he has not become... We don't see him going to any Buddhist temples. We don't see him worshiping Allah in any mosque. But every indication is he'll go to Israel and pray with the Jews. It's very clear where his loyalty lies. And that tells us that there's going to be dire consequences. The prophet Daniel, it's in the book of Daniel, the prophet Daniel says, the curse of Moses is upon us. So it's not the anti-Semites, it's not Father Kramer, it is the Jewish prophet Daniel who says the curse of Moses is upon us. And that is because they have not observed the covenant that was given to them by God. Mm-hmm. And the consequence was also announced by the prophet Jeremiah, who said that they have made void their covenant and that God will have to give them a new covenant because they have made void the covenant of Moses. And the new covenant is that of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And they have rejected that too. So the result is the threatened punishment, and we read it in the 26th chapter of Leviticus 26, and in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And it mentions all the horrific things that will happen to the Jewish people as a result of their unfaithfulness to God. And one verse sticks out in my mind where God says through the mouth of Moses, you will be cursed in the work of your hands. So those who throw in their lot with the Jews mm-hmm. are throwing in their lot with those who are cursed in the work of their hands.
Wow.
So there we have it. The sacred scripture. Sacred scripture itself says, that
it's right there.
Their plans lead to ruin, to utter mm-hmm. utter destruction, to ruin, to collapse. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. But those who reject God's grace, and oppose His kingdom, and Jesus Christ Himself said that He is the King. Pontius Pilate said, are you a king? And he said, thou hast said it. My kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is not originated from this world, but it is in this world. And that's why in the Greek language you see the expression that he used. Mm-hmm. His kingdom is not from this world, not originating from this world. Ek tutu kosmou. Is the phrase in the Greek text of the gospel where Jesus Christ replies to Pilate in the language that they must have been speaking. The common language they had would be Greek, because Jesus being of Nazareth, he came from a place that was perfectly bilingual. They spoke Aramaic and Greek. Everybody spoke Aramaic and Greek in that area, and Pontius Pilate would be a native Latin speaker, but all of the Romans, all educated Romans, spoke Greek. So we have the words of Jesus Christ in the language that he spoke to Pilate, that his kingdom is not originating from this world, but yes, he is a king. And Pilate placed ordered that it be placed on the cross where he was crucified, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Now, the objection that the Jews have made, the Jewish establishment has made against Jesus Christ, is to say, well, he's supposed to be the Prince of Peace, the one who brings peace to the world, and he hasn't brought peace, they say. And, of course, he being the King of the Jews, there's one thing that needs to be in place before there can be universal peace in the world. The Jews must accept their king. And then, definitively, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God will be established in this world, and then there will be peace throughout the world. And this is the promise. This is the promise of Fatima. The third secret of Fatima begins that the Pope will consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And in so doing, Russia will be converted and a period of peace will be given to the world. What is so important about the conversion of Russia is that Russia is going to be the instrument and catalyst that brings about the conversion of the world and the conversion of the Jews, the conversion of the Arabs. Russia is, as a nation, Russia has a divine calling, like the Apostle Paul, who persecuted the church, who persecuted the early Christians, but he himself received the divine revelation. And we can only hope that that Donald Trump will undergo the same kind of experience before he brings total ruin upon his country. But I believe, unfortunately, we see the prophecies of the saints. There's going to be a very destructive war. Saint Luigi Orione, a Catholic saint, a Catholic priest and canonized saint, has said that North America is going to undergo such destruction. There's going to be such a destructive war that millions of Americans are going to flee to South America. There's going to be utter destruction and chaos in the United States. And this is what Trump, this is going to be what Trump's legacy. That's what Trump is going to accomplish.
Well, it's an accomplishment we could all live without. This man is out of control, in my view. He is mentally aberrant at times. He has no consistency. There's no real framework to the man. He just runs his mouth. He's not well. I don't think he's well. And that can certainly lead to all kinds of end results, none of which are good. Certainly war. I've never seen a planet, I've never read a story about a planet that was moving on so many fronts toward war. India, China, right? Pakistan, India, Russia, India. Think about it, all the combinations. But let me go back to the Jewish question. Where did they come up with their supremacist bedrock from which to operate? How did they get it in their heads that they're better than everyone else? And they believe it, many of them. Now, there are some very fine people out there who do not fit in this particular, call it generally a platform. They have their own platform. Where did they come up with this arrogance, this narcissism, this conceit that they literally are better than everyone else? How did that come to be originally? And my God, it has taken root over the centuries and the millennia, the likes of which I've never seen another belief system function that way. Jewish supremacism is how they get away with most of it. It's really something.
This is something properly demonic. they attribute to themselves the gifts that they were given, that were given freely to them by God. God indicated to them through the mouths of the prophets that they were the chosen people of God, that unlike any other nation, that they belonged to God in a special way. That was the divine favor. That was the grace that God had bestowed upon them. But they have rejected his covenant. They did not observe his commandments. And when the one who was prophesied to be their king came into the world, they crucified him. And so they attribute to themselves, rather than to God, the prerogatives and the special status that was conferred upon them by God. They attribute it to themselves. The point that we see Jewish writers who will say the Jewish people are the Messiah, that they are little gods, they are incarnate gods on the earth, and that they are superior beings to everyone else. And this is the mentality of their Talmud. This is the official teaching of their religion, that they are superior and that they are the ones who should rule the world because they are superior beings, whereas the Gentiles are little beasts. They are little beasts. This is the official book of the teaching of their religion, which is the Talmud. And they rejected Jesus Christ, and as a result of that, they come up with this completely corrupted, perverted religion, which perverts the very sense, the very meaning of sacred scripture. The writings of their own prophets, they have twisted and turned against God. And that's where that comes from.
Well, I've never seen anything like it. And that's for sure. The unmitigated, unbridled arrogance is really something strange to me. It's as if they are, genetically speaking, a different form of Homo sapiens. They're not like us. They don't think like us. They don't act like us. They look upon us as garbage and filth, and they're servants. We know this. It's in their own literature. My God, if you want to read something, read about the Lubavitchers. There's one. Read about Menachem Schneerson. Read his writings. Just, they're online. Look for the hate in there. The arrogance of hate. It's just in all over the place. And they find it almost intoxicating, I believe, what they're getting away with. I would suggest that. It's like a drug. We're better than everyone. And to hell with you all. You'll do what we want or we'll kill you. We will take you out. And how many countries right now is Israel at war with? Literally. Six? I think it's six. Anyway, it's a weird thing. Netanyahu came over here again, as you saw a week ago. His fifth time as a guest of the president. He came over here to give Trump his new orders. This is obvious. Everybody knows it. And afterward, Trump, it's like a love fest. He's just adorning Netanyahu with affection and yes, sir, no, sir. We do not have a federal government that represents the people. We do not have a president that represents the people. We've been conned. America has been sold out. And more and more people are waking up to that fact now. And who's controlling it all, ultimately? It's the same group, over and over and over. And finally, I think a lot of younger Americans are beginning to figure it out. And they know now, the Israelis know, and the Zionists know, that they've got a big problem all of a sudden. They can't pull their same old stunts and plead victimhood and get sympathy anyhow, because it doesn't fit with genocide. Funniest thing, huh?
Every country that they have built up, they built them up so that they could tear them down, just make use of them and then tear them down.
No, they got them. They take their wealth, their riches, and they got them. That's exactly right.
The Empress of Austria, Maria Theresia, we're talking about the 1700s here, Empress Maria Theresia, she said, she issued some decree concerning the Jews, and she gave the reason why. She said because of their deceitfulness, because of their hoarding of goods, and because of their usury, this is, they are driving my subjects into beggary. So,
yeah,
they brought about the financial economic ruin of the people of the Austrian Empire because they were dominating the finance of the Austrian Empire. This has happened again and again, and that's just happening in the United States now. If people would look at the changes in the banking system and the laws that govern the operation of the banking system, you can see that the American people are being stripped of their financial freedom. They're being stripped of their wealth. They're being impoverished by the same group. And they're having their rights taken away. Now, like I say, to travel in Europe and the United States, we have this the same setup where you have to be pre-approved before you can arrive. You want to get on a plane and fly to Europe starting this year, 2026. You have to have pre-approval. Otherwise, you won't be allowed to get on the plane. Where did we see this before? In the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, you had to have the permit. You're going to go anywhere? You had to be pre-approved. You had to have what in Russian is called the propusk. And now, to go to Europe, in the American Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, you must have the propusk. Otherwise, you're not allowed to travel to Europe. They won't let you on the plane because Europe won't let you in. And Europeans, the same thing. They can't go to the United States because unless you have the propusk, you cannot fly to the United States.
Got it.
So it's the Soviet system being imposed.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, the Soviet system, remember, was a product of Zionist Jewry. They created it. They staffed it. They guided it. They directed it. There's no doubt about it. It's inarguable.
That's right. The 447 out of the top 500 positions in the first Soviet government were all Jews.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. 447 out of 500. Wow. I've never heard that before. I'm not surprised, but it is a staggering figure. And at that point in time, allegedly, in the world, there weren't 17 million Jews. Probably half that would be the claim, if there was a claim made at all. This is really incredible.
And through the Red Terror, you had people being rounded up and sent into prison camps.
Oh, and never to be seen again. Yeah.
Yes, and now we see that starting to happen in the United States, and so many Americans have been brainwashed by the propaganda, they don't see what is being done to themselves. That
no.
Their birthright, which is their freedom as Americans, has been largely taken away from them already, because now due process of law is a privilege that is given to you by the favor of the government.
That's true.
It is at the pleasure of Donald Trump. Only preferred groups can get due process of law, and others who don't like Mr. Trump are not going to be given due process of law. That's why Pam Bondi, his attorney general, said they're going to go after not just illegal immigrants, but they're going to go after domestic terrorists, and they call these people members of Antifa. Now, the interesting thing about Antifa is that it is not an organization. The organization called Antifa does not exist. There is a movement that calls itself anti-fascist. These are just people who are opposed
to
fascism.
It's a loose aggregation. You're correct. You're right.
But in practice, what that means is anybody who opposes this communist, Nazi type of mentality, because the two are very closely related, the communists and the Nazis, they had very, very similar ideology. In the rhetoric, they are different. In substance, they are the same, as Hitler himself admitted. To defend his peace treaty with Stalin, he said, in a speech to his regional governors, he said, National socialism and communism are essentially the same thing. And what we have is the same kind of secret police now who can arrest anyone they want. And even American citizens now are being arrested. They're being attacked physically and violently. And I think the perfect example is this woman, a U.S. citizen by the name of Marimar Martinez. She was shot 5 times by one of the ICE agents. He rammed her car, the ICE agent rammed her car and then shot her 5 times. She survived. They charged her, they arrested her and charged her with the crime that she did not commit. They said that she had attacked them. And this is their modus operandi. They do this all the time. Every time they attack someone violently, they say, "Well, we were just self-defense. We were defending ourselves."
No. They're terrorists, many of them. It's out of control. It's a national.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time that they go to court, the judge looks at the video evidence and throws the case out. The case against Marimar Martinez, the judge dismissed it. Looked at the evidence and dismissed it. And the other man in Van Nuys, California, I forgot his name. The man who owned the car wash, who was almost 79 years old. He was violently knocked down, and he protested verbally, and they body slammed him. Injured him severely.
It's out of control.
He was not charged with anything. He's the one who has a multi-million dollar lawsuit against the federal government, against ICE, because of what they did to him. He was not charged with any crime. That they methodically lie. That is their modus operandi. That is the protocol they follow. That is the protocol that they follow, which is whenever they attack someone, to justify their violence, they say, these are bold-faced liars who are simply saying, well, we were just defending ourselves. They do this every time. And up to now, so far, every single time, their cases, the charges that they bring up against their victims are thrown out by judges who just look at the video evidence in this, and the cases are dismissed.
But they don't care.
This is state terrorism.
State
Trump
terror.
Has instituted terrorism against the American people. The civil rights have been nullified. Our constitutional rights, and not only constitutional rights, but in the Declaration of Independence, it is stated that these are God-given rights.
Right.
Our constitutional rights to due process of law, this is a matter of natural law. It is a question of divine justice that we understand through just through the operation of human reason. We understand that everyone has the right to be treated justly according to law. And that's why these are inalienable rights given by the Creator to everyone, to every human being. And that's why
we're the only country in the world that has such a document affirming and stating the most basic of common sense living on this planet It should be an automatic. And yet we're the only country that has formalized it in writing, in what is called the greatest document ever written by mankind. It's a qualified statement, subjective, but nonetheless, it is a remarkable document. And yet the people of this country, Father Kramer, just don't seem to be aware of it much. They know it by name. They don't know it's the ultimate law of the land. And this, by the way, what you said about ICE is correct. And Trump's mass deportation is not happening. No surprise. They're going after the bad guys, they say. It would take 50 years at the rate Trump is going to literally move 30 million people out of this country back to from whence they came. There are ways to get them out, but the plan is not to get them out. You can get them out. It's easy. They can be made to self-deport. You can do that. Well, I've talked about it on this program many times. But they don't want them gone. That's the truth. Oh, they're just going after the bad ones, whatever that means. I don't know. It's all so disgusting. Here are a couple of stories from headlines just to give you an idea of where we are. Out of control Zionist servant Donald Trump bombed seven different countries in 2025. Seven. Another story. How Zionism took over the deep state. It's well written. Good story. The Tikva Fund, T-I-K-V-A-H, the Tikva Fund, after securing $10.4 million from Donald Trump, pushes now for censorship to advance Zionism. It's all in motion. The end of this country, as we knew it, is within sight now. It is within sight.
And Trump is pushing for anti-Semitism legislation.
That's right.
Which means not only people who are against fascism, but people who are against Zion Nazism, the Zion Nazis. People who are against, to put it bluntly, against these American Bolshevists.
That's what they are, and that's fine. That's exactly right. Barry Weiss, that young woman who was put in charge of CBS, apparently gave Trump some kind of a kill switch for any news that his administration doesn't like. More censorship. It's nonstop. Nonstop. And on the other side of the coin, survival of this culture, 25,000 Americans applied for just 1,000 jobs. Think about that. That's just one instance. Anyway, it's not good. And the Epstein files, another 5.2 million pages, allegedly found. Is that even possible? And we know that you can't be best friends with somebody for 10 years like Trump was with Epstein and not have your name all over his papers. This is all in our face, mocking the system and redacting virtually anything and everything that could be construed to deal with Donald Trump, who I maintain is probably from start to finish a main fixture in the Epstein files. I'm not alone. Many people understand that. It must look frightful to you from over there, what's going on here.
The financial system is rigged so that people will lose their jobs, they will lose their income, and they will not be able to pay their rent, they will not be able to pay their mortgage, they will lose their homes, and the government's answer will be to put them into camps.
That's what's doing. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They'll either have to go home and live with their parents or relatives, or they'll be on the streets, or they'll be rounded up and put in camps for their own well-being, or however they'll phrase it. You're correct. That's where this is going.
And that makes the 14th Amendment a dead letter. It says in the 14th Amendment, not just citizens, but every person, no person may be deprived of due process of law. Yet there will be people who will be rounded up, summarily sent to labor camps, where they will be put to work for maybe a dollar a day. And
all true.
We already saw this. We already have seen this before in the Soviet Union and in Nazi Germany, and now it's in the United Soviet States of America.
Yes, sir, Father Kramer. Thank you very much for being here. Pretty auspicious debut for 2026. It's going to be a very, very difficult year for an awful lot of people, especially here in America. And we have so much to lose, and we're going to lose it unless something radical changes that I can't even envision, frankly. Thank you for your observations and your opinions and your insights. We are very much indebted to you and appreciate that. And we look forward to watching it all unveil. We'll keep reporting on it. Thank you, Father Kramer. Be safe out there.
Right up.
Okay. Father Paul Kramer. Now, you won't hear anything like that on most other programs. Maybe not any other programs. He's a remarkable man. And you are a remarkable audience. The best. Thanks for being here. Have a great weekend. The network will be running 24/7. So stay tuned. We will talk on Monday.